As the leaders of our political parties disagree over how best to tackle the COVID outbreak, it's being suggested that the UK has fared poorly compared to similar nations. Imperial College has compared deaths in 21 industrialised countries between the middle of February and the end of May. They found that England, Wales and Scotland had among the highest rates of deaths from all causes. Professor Majid Edzati is the Chair in Global Environmental Health at Imperial College, London, and a senior author on the paper. Good afternoon, Professor Edzati.
Good afternoon.
Now, we should make the point that this isn't just deaths from coronavirus. You looked at all deaths of whatever cause.
That's correct. Any disease, any death in the countries.
Could you see why the UK might have fared so badly?
So we have spent a fair amount of the study looking at the reasons, and I have to start saying the why, but by saying that obviously no two countries are identical. They differ in a number of ways. But so one of the factors that is quite, so we really divide the factors underlying this into three. One is the basic context of the country, how old people are, how ill they are on average, and factors like living in overcrowded homes, having jobs that may actually force them to be close to each other or require them to be close to each other, transport patterns and so on. All of these are important, but none of them actually explains the large differences. The second set of issues is what we call the health of the health system. So not the people, but the health system. And in those, actually, Great Britain, Scotland, England and Wales have actually done badly compared to some of the other countries. So we have had a period of about 10 years that we have disinvested in our health system. That has affected what was very much noticeable in the news, our ability to have people in the hospitals. We have less beds per capita than some of the other countries. But that has especially affected our ability to deliver care in the community. So people, whether they need care for COVID or for their routine conditions, for their existing conditions, a lot of times they would be able to get that care at the community level. And during a pandemic, we would want the community-based care to actually become an important component of how people are seeing the physician or triaged. And the third set of factors are the immediate response. Lockdown is obviously a really important one, and it's being debated. And again, we noticed that countries that had the largest effects, including Scotland and England and Wales, were the ones who were not agile in their response. So lockdowns are something that nobody wants, but when they are necessary, the sooner they are done, the less the deaths that happen, both from COVID and from other causes. And together with that, the testing and tracing, okay, which countries that could do that, they could avoid lockdowns.
Forgive me for interrupting, but there was quite a, what you just said there, lockdowns, you think, help deaths from other causes as well, because there are many people who fear that lockdowns cause deaths from other causes.
Well, it can go both ways, but to the extent that it overwhelms the health system and it disrupts routine care, the later they come, the bigger the effects. Lockdowns also disrupt social support networks. But again, people's behavior changes when infection goes up. So lockdowns are a last resort for stopping the wave of the pandemic.
Professor Majid Edzati, thank you very much.